It's the world famous Phil Henry Show. I'm Bud Dickman, and best doing the announcing here is Bill. Margaret probably does, or the general, but I'm doing now because Margaret.
Because Margaret, what?
Well, the last time this song played, you got very.
Well, I didn't like the idea. Baby, you've got the body. I don't want to be connected as much as these, as much as the imbeciles I'm sitting with in the studio right now don't understand, ladies and gentlemen. I don't want to be connected to some slathering, leering.
All right, Margaret. I don't think he's singing about you.
I know he isn't singing about me, but as I would be announcing over top, hi, I'm Margaret Gray, and you hear this, baby, you've got a butt. Do you want to? No, forget it. None of you guys, none of you really see where I'm going, do you?
No, I don't see where you're going. The only way I'd be able to see where you were going, where I'm deaf, dumb, and blind.
Welcome to the Phil Henry Show. As it is.
How you doing, Mr. Henry?
Thank you. I'm doing good, Robert. That's a unique one. People asking me how I'm doing.
Well, don't get upset, Phil. Don't start getting your feelings hurt.
My feelings are not hurt. I just want to get into the song, or get into the show and get out of this song because it sucks.
Talk about it. That's Wale. That was Wale. You like him?
I don't like that song, no. I don't like it when any of these cats, I don't like these hip-hop guys when they start talking about how good they are in bed. There's nothing wrong with that, understand. I'm not,
well, look, come on, Phil, what are you getting a little jealous?
Yes, I was going to say, is this something that's bothering you?
No, I'm not jealous. I'm trying to say, I prefer hip-hop that is a little harder-edged, and I don't know, I just don't like these cats that are, I got to move, and I'm going to take it down, and I'm going to take it down, and damn, let's down,
the what?
Never mind, So on our show today...
In other words, you don't like it when a man sings about how he can satisfy a woman in the sensual and sensual, as your friend Chris Norton says, arts.
No, I don't. Not in my music. No, not at all.
Yeah, I'm saying a lot of people might think...
You guys shut up, okay? I'm sorry I brought it up. You know, on the show today, the,
Well, it does bespeak an insecurity.
Okay, do you like it?
Well, no, I don't, but then I'm old and weird.
Right, You're old and weird, then you ought to like it.
The whole thing is just, trying to sell records and everything.
I understand it. So anyway, on our show today, here on the world, I'm done talking about it, Margaret.
All right, you said I'm done talking about it.
Yeah, make a note on that, machinery.
Yeah, I sure will, man. Anyway, on the show today, we have Dave Ullman talking about hiking in the desert, hiking and enjoying many of the beautiful things that we have to enjoy here in the America in the summertime. Because it's a very sad story here, but did you see this, Margaret?
Well, they were a couple from France with their son. Thank God the son survived, but the parents did not. And the problem was they were hiking in the beating heat of the American Southwest. It can be excruciatingly hot and dry and absolutely without any mercy whatsoever.
Well, apparently the heat was what took its toll on them. You got to have experience when you're out there. There's no question that you have to have water. I don't think anybody is going to dispute that. I think at times you have to understand that you're going to be needing the fact. What is this?
Go ahead.
Just go with it, Phil.
Go with, will you get out of here with that?
Come on, Henry, go with it.
When you go into the desert, do you understand? Turn that off. Do you understand a couple of people?
Boys, just try to...
Phil.
A couple of people perished. A couple of people from France.
I understand. I'm trying to move past that, Phil. I recognize that. But for the larger grouping of people that are out there, when you go into the desert and when you begin to... Excuse me for just one moment. Because I think this is something I know something about.
And why would you know something about it?
Because I worked in Hollywood, and I know... Never. When you go into the desert, and you go into the heat, and you go out there where the Gila... I forget what it's...
The Gila monster.
The Gila monster, I don't know. I know there's the Gila monster, and there's the...
Yeah, and the Night of the Gila.
Yes, the wonderful film with Richard Burton called The Night of the Gila.
The Night of the Iguana?
Well, I my understanding was it was the night of the Guiguana.
Anyway.
Yes. So when you travel into the vast, vast regions of the American West, it's a very unforgiving topography. I'm Margaret Gray.
Yay! Yay!
Ain't that something? We'll be back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Hey, friends, I'll tell you. Getting to be that time, That time to get a backstage pass. If you don't have a BSP to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, you're missing out on over 20,000 hours of the greatest radio show whatever existed. Guests Phil Henry and all of the crew. The late, great Lloyd Bonafide. Well, I shouldn't say late, but I haven't heard from him lately. Have you? Okay, that's my point. Guests Ted Bell, Harvey Wireman, they're all there. Steve Bozell, Bobby Dooley, and the great R.C. Collins are available and alive again in the world-famous Phil Henry Archives. You can get a subscription to these archives, listen to these shows at will, and laugh. Yes, laugh for a change. Listen to something on your pod that makes you laugh. Because I don't laugh anymore. Would you come on?
But I don't.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, Bob, make it up in the highways and byways with the traffic. Bob?
Hey, Bill, thank God. You know, we're going to have, we've got Greasy Neal with us, and Ben dropped out there, and Slick Wilson is, and our member unit can talk to Slick Wilson just wait. Hey, I'm going to get the freeway there with Greasy Neal, and Greasy up there. He's a fly the chopper for us here. Greasy, what do you think?
It's real amazing.
It is, it really is. And out here on the Suburbanite, and the Suburbanite drive with the eyeball, your eyeballs are flying right out of your head. Boy, it bugged my eyeballs out. Eyeballs going, baruga, aruga. All right, I'll tell you what, let's go ahead down to Slick Jeffries in Mobile One. Slick?
If you see what you're going down there, you see a man that you like, man, that has a homosexual relationship with any time and all that.
All right, thanks a lot, Slick. Don't forget here, Channel 15 News. Channel 15 later on tonight. Join up with Chris, Paula, Tina, Bobby, Jimmy, Judd.
And this is Harvey Wireman with Harvey Wireman's News Break from San Monkey Mamino. I can't even read the city that I live in. God damn me. Thank you. My daughter Denise is with me, Phil.
That's great.
Yeah. You say that in a sarcastic way.
No, believe me, I think it's great.
All right. In San Marino, California. Well, folks, for those of you who are young at heart, or you're just young, or you're just, well, she didn't want me to say that, if you're just hung, she doesn't.
It's not funny.
All right.
Now,
you can't do the news anymore. Grandpa's doing the news. I don't know. Take those glasses away from me, or I'll break them over my knee. Denise, get them out of here. My granddaughter wanted to give me the bosonics. And
what are the bosonics? Those are the glasses from Bozo. Are they from Disneyland?
Yeah.
There's no character at Disneyland named Bozo.
Oh, really? Well, thank you, Mr. Cartoon Official, Mr. Official Commissar of where the cartoon characters are supposed to be. Jesus.
Phil, I think that we can all agree that Bozo is at Disneyland, isn't he?
No, he's not. Bozo's not a Disneyland character. Okay?
Well, who owns him?
No one owns Bozo. He's his own...
Yeah, he's his own clown.
Oh, he's his own clown, huh? Jeez. You gotta hear what these guys say in the turn.
Okay, Harvey, please.
Sorry, all right, so... If you're young or young at heart, you'll be happy or sad to hear the news. The Spice Girls are getting back together to celebrate.
Together to celebrate.
Getting back together to celebrate their 20th anniversary, or they're not. One of us are thingas.
Or they're not.
Or they're not. One of those things. The Sun reported last week that Emma Boone, Gary Halle Habit.
Emma Bunton
and Gary Halliwell. Jerry Halliwell and Mel's B and C. What is that supposed to mean? Is that some kind of a joke?
Okay.
Mel's B and C had all agreed to head out on an international tour in 2016, though said that Victoria Beckham would...
Victoria Beckham, she's one.
Oh, that's the one that's married to Beckham, would sit it out. You know what I'd say to her? I'd say, you go ahead and sit, sweetie. Your ass is getting wide anyway from all that sitting. That's what I'd say. Anyway, this followed an interview with Mel B on the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon.
Tonight Show,
where she said she keeps saying that they should get back together. Though in an interview with the Today Show in the Us,
U.S.
In the U.S., she added that while she hopes to do something next year,
she hopes
to do something next year. So, Phil, thank you very much.
Now, before you leave, are you sure you're all right? Because is your daughter driving?
Yeah, she's fine. I told her to just take it easy, honey, will you?
Dad, I want to get on
it. Take it easy. I'm going to hear from that idiot.
Well, this might be a good time for you to get this guy's badge number.
I don't want to get pulled over by some ass, okay? So just take it easy, honey.
Dad, I want to be...
My daughter, she's just so goddamn... Here, look at this. Here, look at it. Right here, yeah.
That was pretty late. No.
All right. Hey, what's your name anyway, pal?
Not yet, Bud.
Wait, you told me it was Ben Bet? Ben Butt?
Ben Butt, yeah.
And who do you drive a motorcycle for?
Motorcycle floor? Shit.
Hey, let me tell you something right now, pal. You goddamn... Wiped out.
Okay, thanks very much, Harvey.
Well, what are you yelling at me for?
That's not the biggest problem in the world to get some guy's name, but I guess you don't know how to do that.
He took off on me.
I don't think he's a cop. Harvey, that guy's not a cop. Did he get... Does she have a ticket?
Yeah, what did you get a ticket, honey? Yeah, for speeding.
For speeding?
Yes, for speeding. Look at this. In excess, I don't know what it is. Excess of 65 and a 75. I didn't know how fast she was going, but... Oh, God damn it. Oh, shit! Hey, wiped out, thank Christ.
All right, Harvey, good luck. Pay those tickets off and find out who that cop is.
Yes, sir. Look at this, speeding, 65 and a 25. You were going that fast?
Maybe.
Harvey Wireman, out.
All right,
Yeah, that's pretty fast.
Yeah, it's pretty fast. I think there's something screwy with his family, too. No offense to his daughter, no offense to his granddaughter, but Harvey may be the least nuts of that family. I think the mental illness in that family goes much, much deeper than we can ever imagine. All right, man. Coming back here with Dave Oliva to talk a little bit about this very, very sad situation in the desert. And really not really going to concentrate too much on that, but we're going to be talking about how to hike in the desert, man. You know, how to...
Yes, I think how to survive in these summer months.
No question, man. Guys, the podcast, LA Podcast Festival, is coming up, baby. And I want to remind you guys that I will be there at the LA Podcast Festival this year. It takes place from September the 18th to September the 20th. And if you can make it out to the LA area to catch the show, or if you can't make it out to the LA area to catch the show, I should say, you can stream it live online at lapodfest.com. That's lapodfest.com. An online ticket allows you to see every show in the festival streamed live, and you can also get access to the video archives for 3 weeks after PodFest ends. And if you use my unique coupon code, you get $5 off. So if you want to watch the show and you've never seen how we perform our show, you can see it as it's performed live there at the LA PodFest. And that, again, is between September the 18th to the 20th. But you've got to go to LAPodFest.com. That's LAPodFest.com. Click on the live stream menu item and use my coupon code HENDRY at checkout. That's HENDRIE, Henry, at checkout. And we'll see you either streaming online or live there at the LA PodFest coming up in September.
Oh, I love this. This is Greg Allman, isn't it?
That one's Greg. Greg Allman.
Greg Allman, yeah.
Greg Allman. I think you should be Greg Allman. Listen to this. I won't crumble. Oh, God. Every woman wants a man like this. Let me tell you something, booby.
Yeah. Greg Allman and Phil Henry Show. Dave Oliva joining us now, and David is going to talk, as I said, something very, very sad, and that is the... apparently the deaths of some tourists from France, I think it was. A family from France, so enthralled by their last visit to the American West that they started planning another almost immediately. And they posted pictures on Facebook. And it was in White Sands National Monument of New Mexico, Margaret, a region where beautiful landscapes do conceal dangers, quick to surprise even the most prepared visitor. The Steiners' new trip took a terrible turn. Last week, the couple was found dead.
Oh, for God's sake.
In the desert, apparently from heat-related exhaustion during a hike. Their 9-year-old son, Enzo, though, did survive, found alive by park rangers who believe his parents sacrificed water to save him.
Jesus Christ. You know, I'll tell you.
Yeah, it's if you're not, and I'm not saying that I'm not the most experienced guy in the world.
Well, Phil, who really is? Who truly is? Yes, I know that there are those of us who have lived in the West. Now, you know the Marine Corps, right, General?
Well, yeah, the Marines, they have a training site out there, Phil.
Yeah, the Marines train in, Thousand Palms or,
Yeah, it's out near Joshua Tree.
Yeah, it's out near Joshua Tree, the Trail of the Lone Pine.
Yeah. What do you mean, the Trail of the Lone Pine?
Well, isn't it out there in the Trail of the Lone Pine, but it's in the 100 Palm area.
I don't know. What do you mean, the 100 Palm area?
What's the area out there with the... Hold on, Phil. The Marines train out at a place called Briar Gulch or something?
No, it ain't Briar Gulch. The Marines are out there at some place near Joshua Tree Monument in the desert here in California. It's not out there in New Mexico.
Down to my White Sands, man. That's when they did all the nuclear testing.
There, right there. There you got it. They did nuclear testing there.
General, you don't think...
If you say one thing about giant crabs and shit...
Didn't think giant crabs. I was going to say about a giant spider. Maybe even a gila.
Phil, the giant gila. Can you imagine this ass?
There's no such thing as a gila. You get it off the gila kick.
Oh, my God. You should have seen Phil's face, ladies and gentlemen. He looked as if he was going to tear Bud Dickman to pieces, tear him apart like warm bread. I was going to call myself Bobby Dooley.
Yay.
I'm Margaret Ray.
Thank you.
Thank you, bud.
You're welcome.
So, anyway, I'm glad you guys are making a joke out of this.
I'm taking my cue from you.
All right. Well, enough about this poor couple and their son. Their son has been reunited with his grandmother. He's back in France and just sad. When you do go hiking in the desert, you have to hydrate. Apparently, this couple did start out at midday, General.
Well, you can't do that, for God's sake. I don't know why the park rangers didn't stop them.
Well, let's not hang this on the park rangers.
Well, I'll tell you, if I saw a couple or a family starting to hike, I'd say, look, you people have got to be, you know...
Yeah, but that'd be against the Constitution on account of their freedom of movement.
Why don't you get a clue, Dickman? You don't let people just wander out in the desert to be eaten by, what do you call it, a giant gila?
Shit.
All right. Yes, they did go out. According to the National Park Service, heat-related illness is common in warm weather. It can be fatal. Apparently, they started out near midday, and this is the part that I'm afraid I just don't understand. I think if you do enough research, you know you don't begin a hike at 12 noon in the summertime. In the desert. I do understand that if you're hydrated...
No, hold on for a minute, Phil. Didn't you say at one time that you went out golfing in 120-degree heat?
Yeah, you did, Henry.
Wait. Yes, I did, but we were on a golf course that at all times had access to cold drinks. We had a case of liquids.
Yeah, you had a case of beer, Mr. Henry. Oh, my God.
So that was it.
We had a case of... We had water, too.
Oh, you had water, too. Yeah, what did you have? A couple of little bottles of water, and the rest, nothing but El Pacifico that you drink?
What do you mean, El Pacifico?
No, I know this stuff. That South Pacific swill. You love that San Francisco microbrewery. Oh, Jesus.
Excuse me, but I don't think it was either one. I think it was probably something a bit less expensive, like Coors Light.
God damn, man.
Hey, well, all of a sudden I'm drinking too much beer, then I'm drinking the wrong beer. Why don't you make up your mind?
Well, it's both. You're drinking too much, you're drinking the wrong beer, and you're drinking beer.
It's that all two of them, huh?
That's it.
All right, so... Dave Oliva was going to join us. If he hasn't yet, I don't blame him. He is on the line here from Palm Springs, California, and Dave has just completed his own kind of hiking tour of the desert out there. I know that in the desert areas of Southern California, slightly different, Dave, but by the same token, it's hot, right?
Well, you were just talking, Mr. Henry, about being in the Thousand Palm area, which is where the Marine Corps, 29 palms is what it's called, by the way.
29 palms, thank you.
Yeah, not Thousand Palms. Where'd you get that?
Well, we knew it. What are you talking about?
Hey, Dickman, why don't you just shut up or something?
Hey.
It's 29 palms, which is where the,
And Robert Plant did a lovely song, 29 palms, la-da-dee. Do you know that song?
No, ma'am, I do not.
Now, Margaret, this is not the time to remembering songs by
Robert Plant, Led Zeppelin, you've heard of them?
I'm afraid I haven't.
All right, never mind. So, 29 palms.
Yeah, 29 palms. But what's that got to do with what I'm saying?
You brought it up.
No, you brought it up, man. You were
okay, so that's where the Marines. In any event, let's talk about this, Dave. You are a aspiring law enforcement officer. How much of your training has to do with, shall we say, hostile environments that are not necessarily hostile in terms of the human element, but hostile in terms of the natural element?
Well, I mean, we do train and learn, Mr. Henry, basic search and rescue, which is very, very important. I have an official search and rescue badge, which I don't know if you're familiar or not, but you can close it down. You know, I mean, I'm not saying I'm a cop, but I do have my search and rescue badge from the Halliwell search and rescue team.
What is the Halliwell search and rescue team?
This is just a group of individuals who have formed a search and rescue, and we do have badges. And I was not able to get into a dance club last month, and I showed the badge of my Halliwell, it's not Halliwell, it's Wallywell.
What is it, named after a guy?
No, it's a neighborhood, L.A. neighborhood where I'm from.
You're from Wallywell, the Wallywell neighborhood?
I'm not from there, no, I'm from Monterey Park, but I spent a lot of time there, I should say.
Where is that, anyway?
Oh, it's in East L.A.
Get a Wallywell?
I never heard of the Wallywell neighborhood.
Anyway, so what about it?
Well, what about what?
You said you had a badge. You flashed it at a dance club?
Oh, yeah. They wouldn't let me in because they said that I was too intoxicated, okay? And I said, see this, man? This is the Wallywell search and rescue. I'm going to close this mother. Well, I said kind of a dirty thing. That's what got me into a little bit of trouble with police officers that were summoned.
Wait. Hold on for just a minute here.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, just hold on. Dave, did you run afoul of the very profession that you're looking to join?
What does that mean?
Did you get in trouble with the cops?
No, sir. I explained everything to the police officers. They told me to just go ahead and peddle my papers. That's what the one guy said, go peddle your papers. And I said, what does that mean? He said, just get lost, you know? And he said, leave the area, sir. You're not welcome at the establishment. I went, you know, I know how this game's played. Okay, I get it. Yeah, you got to do what you do. And I'm gonna do what you do.
What do you mean you're gonna do what he does?
I'm gonna do what I do. I said you do what you do. I do what I do. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Fine. So why? Why did this happen?
Well,
may I interrupt?
Go ahead.
Are you saying that you were at a nightclub and you were refused admittance because you were too intoxicated? Correct.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
All right, now hold on. At that time, you pulled this badge out of your pocket, the Wallywell...
Wallywell Search and Rescue.
All right, and you said what?
I said, well, should I say the words?
Go ahead.
I said, okay, just for that, I'm going to close this motherfucker down, you know?
You're going to close it down? What do you mean you're going to close this motherfucker? Excuse my language.
Well, no, excuse my language.
I never should have asked you to say it, you know?
But what does that mean?
What it means is, if they won't let me legally, you know, go into the club and move to the beat. I mean, I'm saying it the wrong way, but I said to them, I want to gain ingress to the club, and they said, why? I said, because I want to ascertain, or you know, I was trying to do it in the legal way, you know. And
what are you trying to do, man?
I want to get into that club.
Then why don't you just say you want to get in the nightclub?
Excuse me, Dickman, but some of us are trained as, law enforcement.
Look, you're not law enforcement yet, Dave. In the name of everything holy, what did you do?
I said I want to gain ingress, and I want to go to the dance floor. At that time, I want to move to the beat. And they go, you mean dance? I go, right. I want to dance to the beat of the sound and everything. And they're like, you know, no way, no way. I said, why? They said, because you're intoxicated.
You're intoxicated, right?
Yeah, yes, ma'am, intoxicated. And I said, okay, I'm closing this motherfucker down, okay, by order of the Wally Well, you know.
And you knew full well that you couldn't do that.
No, sir, I did not. No, sir, I did not.
Well, you're trying to tell me that the Wally Well Search and Rescue is going to shut down a nightclub, right?
Yeah, a little bit. A friend of mine had been with a search and rescue, and he said, hey, see this? I'm a sergeant of the search and rescue. I'm going to close this bitch down. Excuse my language, Ms. Gray. And they're like, what? And he goes, yeah, I'm closing this bitch down. All you bitches, all you bitches get in the street, and I'm closing the bitch down. So I go, I'm closing the motherfucker down. I want all you motherfuckers, you know, excuse my language.
All right, David, it sounds to me like you were really drunk, because no way in the hell.
Well, which hell would you say in the hell?
In the hell we all know.
Fine, Phil. God.
Jesus, Phil.
In the hell we all know, no way are you going to close down that nightclub, right?
Well, I mean, what do you mean?
What do I mean? Your Wally Well Search and Rescue.
Yeah, I can't do it, a Wally Well Search and Rescue.
Why don't we get on the line here, Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Wait a minute. Jay Santos, that guy he's almost as cuckoo as Dave.
Hey, look, Mr. Henry, I admit I made a big mistake, you know, but no way am I going to take any lessons from Jay Santos, and you know what Santos was?
Yeah, I know, it was LSD.
Yeah, Jay Santos, as in acid head, because he conducts himself like he's all, you know, like he's seeing all, you know, spooky gremlins and stuff, like he took the LSD, right? So no way am I going to...
Okay, I get the general idea, Dave. So let's get away from your whole search and rescue thing, and let's focus, not your search and rescue, let's get away from your nightclub, and let's talk about search and rescue, okay?
Gotta take a break.
Oh, God damn it.
Oh, that's right, Mr. Eddie. I came fully prepared.
Yeah, okay, hold the line. You know, you guys...
Look, Henry, you're the one that took it down this road.
No, I did not. He mentioned that he had a search and rescue badge.
Yes, and he was going to close that MF-er down.
Yeah. So he tried to get into a nightclub with his search and rescue badge. We're going to be right back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. We've got more with Dave Oliva, Jay Santos coming up. Also, Larry Grover on the real problem the Republican Party faces with these forthcoming elections.
To the world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com, from the El Pacifico in Southern California.
He's General Galen Shaw.
That's exactly right, son.
Yeah, what? And don't forget, our YouTube channel is The Real Bud Dickman at The Real Bud Dickman. No, it's YouTube.
I got it. It's youtube.com/ The Real Bud Dickman. Visit our YouTube channel. Take a look at how we do the show. Take a look at how we don't do the show. Take a lick at how it's all done there at youtube.com/ The Real Bud Dickman. And don't forget our merchandise store. We've got all kinds of stuff there for you, from our ball caps to our t-shirts to our Ted's of Beverly Hills sweatshirts. We are featuring this week, of course, the inimitable Ted's of Beverly Hills t-shirt. We also have the Rudy Canoza Je T'aime Lingerie t-shirt and the Jay Santos Citizens Auxiliary Police t-shirt. Check them out. All right, back here on the line with Dave Oliva from Palm Springs, California, as we continue talking with Dave about the dangers of hiking in the desert, although we were sidetracked by the fact that he has a search and rescue badge from the Wally Wow Search and Rescue, and he tried to shut down a nightclub with it because they wouldn't let him in because he was intoxicated.
Oh, God, Mr. Ernie, you don't have to, like, make me look like a total dunce.
Well, let me tell you something, Dave. You bring it on yourself. You brought it on yourself with that Wally Well badge.
I'm telling you right now, the Wally Well badge...
No one believes that your Wally Well badge is going to shut down anything other than your sex life. I'm Margaret Gray.
Yay!
Will you shut up?
I was leaning over to get a piece of paper and...
He didn't know if he had to shut off the yay yet.
Shut the yay off.
What are you people doing anyway?
We're talking to you. Also with us on the line is Jay Santos from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Jay Santos, the Citizens Auxiliary Police in the South Bay. Jay and Dave are going to give us a little bit to talk about here.
Well, Mr. Henry, I was going to talk about search and rescue, and
I don't want to do anything to upset the young man, Phil. But I think Dave, we do know a little bit about it.
Yeah, you may know a little bit about it, but I was brought on as the guest.
All right. Well, let me start off with David. Dave, what should people be thinking about when they start out hiking in the desert? What's a good time to start hiking in the desert?
Well, Mr. Henry, you should, if you're going to start hiking in the desert,
probably dump that.
Would you shut up, man?
Hey, Jay, shut up.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You should start hiking, I would say, Mr. Henry, before sunrise, maybe a little bit before sunrise, and be sure that you have your hike complete by 10, 11 o'clock in the morning.
Make sure you don't want to take water, too.
Oh, really? I didn't know that, man. Tell me about that.
Well, that's a good thing you have me on, Mr. Henry.
He's being sarcastic.
Yeah, man. I'm being sarcasm, all right?
Yeah, well.
Yeah, so...
Look at Jay.
I'm sorry, Phil. I should not have said anything. I apologize, Mr. Olive. I'll get my notes together. When I'm ready to be talking to, I'll be ready to be talking to.
Yeah, okay, man. You do that. Yeah, that's fine. That's what I would do, Mr. Henry. I would start my hike early. Or, if you wish to, you may, especially in the summertime, start late. 4 or 5 o'clock. The sun is still up until 8:30, and you can complete your hike. You do that in the relative cool of a late evening or early morning. The other thing, always take plenty of water. You hear people talk about that.
What about landmarks? You do? Okay, I'm sorry.
Jay, I'm gonna hang up on you.
Sorry.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, you do landmarks. You do landmarks, okay?
What kind of landmarks do? Oh, for fuck's sake.
God.
Yeah, thank you, Margaret.
All right, go ahead.
Margaret, we don't need the jokes right now.
Go ahead, Dave.
So what you should do is have landmarks. Those are little markings, trail markers, whatever, to show you where you've been and where where you've been. So when you turn around to go back to where you originated from, you follow the markers down to the place from whence you came. You know?
Okay, and that's all solid advice. Let's bring on Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Jay, ask you the same question. When should one commence a hike in the desert?
Well, you're asking me a question he already answered, if you could ask me.
All of the questions I have are similar to the ones I asked him.
All right, well, he answered all of them. He said you should start, I agree with that, in the morning, late afternoon, should do markers, and have water. I mean... The only other thing that I would suggest that I can hear Dave talk about are some of the more extreme. And this is why I think that we in the Citizens Auxiliary Police are a little bit more, I don't know what you want to call it, a little bit more prepared. What we do in the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and what we certainly do hope that Dave recommend, is to have survival technique. This is a little bit cut above. It's advanced work, if you will. To survive in the desert takes more than just your little canteen of water and your little Mickey Mouse, sippy cup or anything like that. Yeah, guys are standing around listening to this.
Hey, let me tell you something, man.
Whoa, sunshine, because I get to talk now.
Okay.
Yeah, go. I'm sorry, Dave. Go ahead.
What you would want to know is, first of all, carry a knife with you. A good knife, I would say, a good long knife. I would not say it has to be a cleaver, but if you have a cleaver in the home, if there's a cleaver anywhere in the home.
What do you mean a cleaver?
Like a meat cleaver or something.
Yeah, that's
a meat cleaver.
Yes, Mr. Rennie. Unfortunately, yes. A knife is good, but a cleaver is good. Why? I'll give you the answer. Mr. Dickman here and Ms. Gray, we're talking about the Gila. These are creatures.
There is no Gila. I can't believe I'm bringing you on, and you're talking about the same thing. You want to talk about an iguana or a Gila monster?
Guys, talking about a Gila monster, not a Gila.
I didn't say a Gila. I said Gila. And
what is a Gila?
All right, well, I guess it's the Gia, okay?
Gia monster, for Christ's sake.
Oh, baby. You know, I don't have to take that.
Okay, then I tell you what you should do then, Jay, is hang up.
Fine. I'm only kidding. I didn't hang up. I hit the phone on the table to make it sound like it. Anyway, wait a
minute. Someone's seen the burn. Someone's seen the burn.
Someone, who has their hand on my leg? Get your hand off my leg. Oh, sorry. Okay, I thought that was an emergency. It was somebody had their hand up my thigh.
But what was the alarm?
I have it wired, so alarm goes off if someone gropes. I'm sorry, but we are living in those times. All right,
All right, Jay, thanks a lot.
But I even get the good.
Dave Oliva remains here on the line with us. We're very happy to have Dave with us. I would not be telling the truth if I said that I'm so sorry that we lost Jay. So, Dave, in the waning moments of maybe my career, would you tell us how you feel about the way the park rangers handled things there in New Mexico?
Well, I don't think they handled anything wrong. I think they did what was right. Look, you know, we can't be no baby, what do they call it, nanny society, man? Ooh, make sure you take your sippy cup. Make sure you take your... You know, we live in a world that's dangerous, man, but that's the whole reason of America, of the United States, you know? Yes, if you see a child, then I would intercede. I would say, hey, where are you going with the kid? And they'd say, we're going to take him hiking. I'm saying, not on my time, not on my dime, you're not, man. Do you have enough water? No. Do you have enough? But you can go ahead and kill yourself. Then I'd keep the kid there, and then when his parents died, I guess I'd go and get the bodies and make sure the kids, well, I guess...
Yeah, so in other words, the kid would be an orphan, but at least you saved the kid.
Well, I mean, I'm not about to tell people. You know, I think the Rangers did the right thing.
Well, one of the things, Phil, is I don't think those Rangers are on duty every second of every minute.
Well, there are Rangers at the gate, okay?
Yeah, but they're not checking to see who's going out hiking. They're doing a lot of different things.
Yeah, I just don't think it's possible, Mr. Henry, to have a ranger say, you know, you going hiking? Well, let's make sure that you have your water. Let's make sure you took your salt tablets. Let's see if your butt's wiped. You know?
Hey, you gotta wipe their butt.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, you can't do that. I'm not suggesting that. I'm just saying, is there anything they could have done? I understand that there's an inherent danger. These are areas that are massive. These are areas that have been taken over by the government so that people can experience them. And you're certainly not experiencing these areas if you've got somebody holding your damn hand. Although there are areas where you can't go without a ranger, but that's to protect animals. Hey, bud, don't go in!
Yeah, hey, Dickman, there are areas to protect the animals.
Like what?
Like on the Channel Islands, you can't go just anywhere you want, say on San Miguel. They won't let you go down there and hurt the animals.
That's gonna hurt them.
Yes, but there are some people that will. And they'll go down and injure those beautiful sea lions.
Jesus, I'll tell you something. If I ever see a guy harming a defenseless animal, oh man, you won't, I swear to God, it'll take decades before they even figure out the guy's missing. That's how, even though they know he's missing, they won't be sure because he's really missing. He's so missing, they think he's standing there right next to them. I'm General Galen Shaw.
Yay!
Well, that's great, General. I mean, that's the kind of thing we need in this country today. Somebody who's just badass.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, all right. So...
You know, it's something you will never understand, Phil.
General, I think I get your general... if you'll pardon me for saying general, I get your general drift.
So long as you don't call me General Drift. Oh, wow. So everybody gets to laugh at Henry.
Nobody's laughing at me today, I'll tell you that.
Well, they're laughing at you, but they're not laughing with you. So they are laughing at you. I'm General Galen Shaw. Fuck it.
All right, thanks very much, Dave.
Yeah, I gotta get out of here, man. This is not good for my health.
Anyway, we appreciate it, and we will keep your tips in mind.
All right, Mr. Henry. Remember, everybody, make sure you drink plenty of water, whatever you do.
What if you're going swimming?
Yeah, yeah, you drink water.
You drink water when you're swimming.
What? You're swimming?
Hey, Dickman, you can still be dehydrated if you're in the pool, because you're not drinking the pool water, I hope.
Well...
Bud, tell me you don't drink pool water.
No, I don't drink pool water.
Then you are needing to hydrate because you're exercising, you're in the sun, you're not in the water the whole time.
No, we're not outside. Doing what? You know, like getting a suntan? No. Well, but that's nothing you'd know anything about. I knew the sun. Hey, come on.
God, what a racist, man.
Buzz talking about getting a suntan.
Hey. All right, thank you very much, Dave. It's good talking to you.
Yo, huh?
Dave Oliva of the, whatever he's of.
L.A. Canyon College right now.
Yeah, Dave is taking I'm sorry, Margaret. I dropped news copy on the floor. We're going to have a bitch of a time editing this goddamn show tonight. I am here to tell you. Larry Grover next to give us the rundown on what the Republican Party needs to worry about even more than Donald Trump. Phil Henry Show.
Welcome
name is Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Be right back.
When I finish this, if you listen, then sure you will agree. This plot is bigger than me. It's generational hatred. It's cynicism. It's grimy little justification. I'm African American. I'm African.
Yo, if you go on our homepage, ladies and gentlemen, you see Amazon.com Associates. Where? On our homepage, a sliding banner, and Phil Henry Show gets a percentage of anything that you buy using our link. So when you're in the market to get something from Amazon.com, go to the homepage of the Phil Henry Show website and click on a link of the Phil Henry, click on the Amazon.com link on the homepage of the Phil Henry website.
That was wonderful.
I'm Margaret Gray. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Don't ever call yourself Margaret Gray, even though no one could possibly believe I'm you.
I try to celebrate February like it's my B-Day, or eat watermelon chicken and
cool. God damn, man. Kendrick Lamar's all pissed off, man.
Yeah, Kendrick Lamar is, has gotten a great deal of pop. He's a great, great hip-hop artist, great rapper, but now he's really taking it to the, he's taking it to the wall.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Nothing. But there were people making jokes about Kendrick Lamar, and it wasn't me. It was on Black Twitter. They were showing, they were in their dashikis, and...
Oh, I saw that. They were saying, I just listened to the Kendrick Lamar album.
Yeah, I just listened to the Kendrick Lamar album, and now I'm looking up my ancestors. All right, that's what I saw on Black Twitter. All right, a huge Republican headache, and it's not Trump. And to talk with us about that is Larry Grover. From Glendale. Actually, Larry is at lunch right now. He's working at Culver Print, where Larry works on doing wedding reception invitations.
Well, you know something, Phil? I didn't really want people to hear that and to know that, so thank you very much. Wow.
All right, I'm sorry, Larry, but it said here, please introduce Larry. He's at Culver Print.
Who did that?
I did.
Well, why did you say that?
Because you told me that's where you were.
And then we went into your file.
All right. Well, I work at Culver Print, and yeah, I'm doing wedding reception invitations for these 1,000-person wedding receptions because the, you know, Jesus.
Well, the what?
Well, the Hispanic, you know, the Hispanic, Mexican-American Hispanic. They got a million people got, like, going to Woodstock or something. So anyway, I haven't finished. I started mailing out these wedding reception invitations in late July, and I'm nowhere near finished. And
What are you talking about?
Just what I got done telling you.
You're mailing out wedding reception invitations.
Yes.
And you haven't finished yet, and this is for a Mexican American wedding?
Yes. Okay.
Okay, ha ha. Big family.
No, not big family, a lot of friends, okay? So it ain't all that racist, is it, Mr. Henry?
Don't be bitter, Larry, because your life has fallen on hard times.
Hey, my life is beginning to pick up, okay? It's been a long time, but my life is beginning to pick up. A long time since we tried unsuccessfully to get Bill Clinton impeached, and now here we are at the precipice of the Obama experiment, a disaster. All we're waiting for, all we're praying for is that Obama takes all the guns, and it's a little scary.
Why do you think Obama's going to take all the guns?
Because he said he would.
No, he never said that.
Look, Phil, I'm not going to have this argument with you, okay? We know that Obama is going to take the guns and all the ammo.
Right, and he hasn't done it yet, has he?
No, he hasn't, but don't worry, my friend. You know...
No, I'm not worried. I think you are.
Yeah, right there. You're the guy that's worried there, Grover.
Think of my name very often?
No, not often at all. In fact, this is the first time I've thought of you at all when Phil said, and now here's Larry Grover.
Thank you very much for that. That hurts, too.
Well, I don't mean to hurt you, pal, but the fact of the matter is, Obama hasn't taken any guns, so when do you think he'll take them?
We are very confident that Obama will take all the guns and all the ammunition, certainly by the time of the election in 2016. So, in other words, he'll still have the power to take the guns.
Right. And then what?
And then martial law. That's what's going to happen, and...
Uh-huh. And let me ask you something.
Phil, don't be a smartass, okay?
I'm not being a smart. I got a $10,000 bet. I put this out on Twitter. I'll put it out here right now. I got $10,000 to any taker who wants to bet me straight up. I say it won't happen, okay?
All right. You want to go $10,000? I'll go $10,000.
Great. You got $10,000?
Have I got $10,000?
Yeah, I ain't betting $10,000 to some chump who ain't going to come through.
Oh,
don't sound like you're all indignant, Larry. Do you have $10,000?
I can get it.
Oh, you can get it. You're out of your element, pal. Okay?
Oh, big time. time big spender, huh?
Well, look, you know, the man's betting $10,000. You either put up or you shut up.
God.
You know, that's the whole thing. I mean, anybody wants to take my $10,000, and I got it, and what's bigger is not so much me having to prove I got it. Anybody wants to bet me better prove they've got it. All these cats are telling me, hey, PayPal.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I do have PayPal.
That's nice. That's great. I'm glad you have PayPal. The only problem is that if you're wrong, you got to pay me. So,
Why do you want me to deposit it?
In my hand, in cash. And I'd like to make sure, before I bet your ass, that you've got the money. I'm not betting anybody that isn't gonna come through, because I'm going to win the bet.
Oh, you think you're going to win the bet, huh? Mr. Henry, everyone who actually knows anything and knows just happen to be conservatives, they could be liberals, but the liberals are stupid. So the people that know anything about anything that's happening in this country who happen to be, yes, conservatives, know that Obama will take all the guns, he'll take all the ammunition, and he's declaring martial law by the elections. Now, this is going to happen because he knows that the people are finally going to speak out, and that the President of the United States is going to be a Tea Party conservative, you bet.
Really? All right. Well, then you won't have any problem betting me $10,000.
Oh, get out of here, Henry. I don't want to take your money.
Bullshit. You ain't got the money to bet. That's why you're saying that. Now, let's get on.
Okay, Phil.
Let's get on to why you're here. What is the huge Republican headache, and it's not Trump? And I saw the article in the North America Reporter, is that the name of it?
Yeah, Anthony Zurcher reports in the North American Reporter that while the Trump phenomenon may not be over, that, however, could be the least of the Republican Party concerns. In the news monkey poll...
What is a monkey poll?
It's the NBC News Survey monkey poll.
Oh, the monkey poll, huh? You know, I think that's blatantly racist.
Oh, get out of here.
Well, I mean monkey poll.
I don't know. That's what they call it.
Well, but you have to know the reason. Otherwise, we're not going forward.
Yeah, we're going to go forward.
Why would you do that, Phil?
I don't have the time to fuck around. Excuse my French, folks. I apologize. I don't have the time to screw around with this right now.
Thank you, Phil.
Oh, so you're going forward with this racism, this monkey poll racism.
Yeah, the monkey went up the clock, huh?
The monkey went up the clock. Tick-tock. It ain't the monkey. It was the mouse ran up the clock. I found that out after the show.
What?
Okay, I'm going to belt you if you do that again.
You're going to belt me.
Not you. I'll let you have... Anyway...
While you people are pulling it over there, let me just... First of all...
I'm not pulling it, thank you.
All right, fine, Ms. Gray. First of all, in the latest monkey poll conducted the Friday and Saturday following the Republican primary debate, Mr. Trump sits well ahead of the pack with 23%. He's up a percentage point from the previous week. The poll was using scientific methods, and at least for now, Mr. Trump's support appears to be holding, or perhaps because of his unconventional debate performance and ongoing dispute with Megyn Kelly. But here's the real revelation, and what should give Republican Party officials pause are those that are climbing to the top of the pack behind the New York billionaire. Senator Ted Cruz is in second with 13%. Yeah! Yeah!
Oh, God. God, deliver us.
Yes, of course you'd say that, because Ted Cruz, he's my guy. And I've liked Ted Cruz from the very beginning.
Ted Cruz is a narcissistic, almost sociopathic, whiny little bitch. I think he's half mad.
Yeah, you gotta call people names. That's a good name to call him, General.
Well, you'll see. That guy has got nothing on his mind other than the self-aggrandizement of Ted Cruz. And talk about an idiot. He doesn't understand how this country works. Never did.
Well, let me tell you about Donald Trump, okay? You know, and you can say what you want about Ted Cruz. Ben Carson is up there. Also, Marco Rubio and Carly Fiorina, they're next. They've got 8%, so she's gone way up. The guy who has dropped almost out of sight and has completely just no one cares anymore. No one ever really did care is Rand Paul. I'm embarrassed that I ever supported him because he sounds like a hillbilly hick. He's a real nothing. But
boy, you really know how to abandon a guy when he needs you most.
I never believed in Rand Paul, so don't give me that.
Yes, you did. You were on his show a million times talking about Rand Paul.
Well, I've changed my mind. Okay, I'm sick of it,
Larry.
Oh, mother. I'm telling you right now, I'm sick of it. But here's the thing, Phil, and I think you said it very well in the pre-show, and I agree with you. Donald Trump may be the kind of a Republican that Republicans finally want to vote for. In other words, the Republicans have gotten their asses waxed in these last elections and almost lost the one in 2000 because they don't know what party they are. They're more of a reactive party than the liberals ever were. The Republican Party is not, you know, they can't figure it out for hell or high water. So what they become is just a reaction against. They're the party of no, like everybody said, right?
Do you agree with that?
No, I don't agree with that.
Well, you said no.
Okay, I said no, but they're the part. Yes, they're the party of no. They're not the party of no.
Yeah, see, you're a Republican and you're saying no. That's the point.
All right, let's quit screwing around.
I'm not screwing around.
I said no. Ask me another question.
Well, the question was, do you believe they're the party of no?
No.
Then at least you are one of the party of no.
Oh, fuck this. I didn't hang up. I just tried to make it sound like it.
Yeah, uh-huh. So tell me about...
Yeah, uh-huh. All right, Phil, you got me on that one.
Fine, so tell me about Trump again.
Trump is a new kind of a Republican. He doesn't care about the social conservatism. He is all about the money. And that's the kind of Republican Party the Republicans want. So I think for the very first time in the history of the Republican Party, this man Donald Trump has come along, not the first time, and he's saying, I'm a Republican that you want to vote for, and I think you're seeing that.
So Donald Trump is the face of a new Republican Party.
I think so.
All right. He's not about abortion. He's not about gay rights. He's about the money. He's about saving the money.
Yeah, and he's a single payer. He's an Obamacare guy. And Rand Paul said, hey, I don't know where you've been, but we're not about Obamacare. Well, Rand Paul, that guy is Rand Paul is sitting on a sidewalk somewhere with one leg bent up, and he's licking his own balls like a dog. Okay?
Do we really have to go through this, Phil?
That was very crude.
Oh, it may be crude, but it's true.
What do you say? You're saying Rand Paul is sitting there like an alley cat licking his own nuts.
That's exactly right. Rand Paul is sitting on a garbage can lid right now with one leg up and almost sticking straight up in the air, licking his own nuts.
Well, why are you whispering it? I said it full on, full throated. Licking his own...
All right, thank you very much. All right, let's suffice to say Rand Paul's done.
Rand Paul is done. Put a fork in him and throw him out in the street. He's as done as his old man was. Those guys are nuts. No one wants to vote for them, and I see the light now.
Yeah, uh-huh. Are you still a Ted Cruz guy?
Yes, I'm a Ted Cruz guy, but I'm waiting to see how this develops with Donald Trump, because I think this guy is going to become all that and more. You mark my words. I'm Larry Grover. Thank you.
All right. Are you leaving now?
Yeah, I'm leaving now. I got my mother sitting here having lunch. Are you done?
I'm going to get another bowl of soup.
We're having lunch over here at Culver Print. All right, but Phil, that's all I got right now.
You want some soup?
I don't want any soup, Mother.
Here, have some of the crackers.
I don't want any crackers, Mother.
Well, Larry, you hardly ate anything.
I had an entire plate of penny pasta. What do you mean I hardly ate anything? I'm almost 300 pounds. What do you mean I hardly ate anything?
Larry, you gotta keep your strength up.
I'm fatter than shit. I don't want it anymore. Phil, I gotta get going.
All right, Larry, thanks a lot. Talk to you later.
Yeah, Mother.
Larry Grover.
Oh, my God, he's pushing 300 now, huh?
Out of all of that, that's what you take away. He's pushing 300.
Oh, well, I'm so sorry, General. I didn't... Yes, that's my big takeaway. Larry Grover is a fat tub of guts. How about that?
All right, well, I'll tell you this much. It ain't good being fat, and I should know. I was that fat myself. And by the way, I was at the hospital today visiting my brother.
I understand he's not doing well, Phil. I'm really hoping for the best.
Yes, Phil, our prayers are with you, brother.
Well, my brother, God bless him, lived one of those lives, man. He was a hard-smoking, hard-drinking. He did it all, Jack. And it can kick your ass, and by the end of your days, man, you ain't left with much of a body, I'll tell you that.
So I guess you've sort of lived the same life, huh?
Do you see me in the hospital?
No, not today.
All right, folks. Thank you very much. The world-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by me, the world-famous Phil Henry. By the way, we got another great idea.
Well, hold on. Oh, yeah.
For Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. And by the way, why don't you have that Hall of Fame game, that Canton Hall of Fame game, why don't you make that one of the first games of the season so it counts? Oh!
That's a pretty good idea, Miss Henry.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, I'll take that under advisement.
Thank you, Mr. Commissioner.